Greetings, greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is January the 30th. It is Sunday, 2011. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, this wicked American empire. We endeavor to climb up out of that mindset into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may see our way to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any and all organizations that are of like mind. Any political, any revolutionary, or any political organization. My beautiful sister Venice, my hard-working sister Venice, is the producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, and I'm thankful unto her, and I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful to the Most High that the Most High has given me such a beautiful sister to work on behalf of this website. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Now, as we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. So we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, A-L-L-A-H. And in Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah, and it is an feminine word, denoting and referring to a feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful, wonderful, precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Holy Spirit has to be feminine, has to be female, because only the feminine, the female, conceives. The Holy Spirit is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your and my and our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of the human family. As Father is Father of creation, Father of the universe, Father of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. And the word Kadosh is an African Hebrew word denoting and referring to a living entity that is holy. And the word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Ruach is an African Hebrew word, and it is feminine. That word is feminine, denoting and referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illah, spelled I-L-L-A-H, and Illah is also an African Hebrew word. Feminine. And the Islamic sisters and brothers, our beautiful Islamic sisters and brothers, say, Ashadu Illa Illaha Il Allah. And you hear Illah and you hear Allah, because mother and father have come together to beget, conceive, give birth to the whole of creation, the universe, the human family, out of that spirit of love. And in Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African, Black Hebrew Revolutionary Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names. In these last days of judgment in Babylon, judgment in this Roman, British, American Empire. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, and our personalities, thereby making your name, your names, and my name, our names, the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. Christ would manifest, and Christ would manifest and come and manifest in the personality of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Manifest in the personality of the revolutionaries who would understand the mission of Christ is to raise the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And so, all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, on this divine earth that we call, divine planet that we call planet Earth. The whole of the human family, no matter your class, no matter your race, no matter your ethnicity, you are from divine. Divinity wrapped up in divine flesh. And so all of us have that potential, because the Rastafari don't say you and me. So when you hear Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, that I, that I, that I, Rasta say I and I, because the first I is the self connected with the divine self, the divine creator. And the second I refers to the human family and the whole of creation. So we say I and I. So you are the divine I, manifesting and emanating from the great, most high creator, divine I. When we understand these things, we will be able to understand our identity and understand our mission and stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We are yet in the book of Revelation, my beautiful sisters and brothers, looking at the world, looking at current affairs, current issues, and then going back into the book of Revelation to understand the message to the black church, the black preacher, black people, and the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, no matter their color. But current affairs and current issues. Well, just this past week, on January the 25th, Tuesday, Barack Obama gave his president, Barack Obama, President of the United States, gave his State of the Union address. And what we want to do, just briefly mention that address, and there's some other current affairs and issues, but this State of the Union address, really given to us by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, given to us by the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked Roman British American Empire. Some of you may have heard the response to Obama's State of the Union address given by the Republican response given by Congressman Ryan gave the Republican response to the State of the Union address, and Congresswoman Bachman, I believe her name is, gave the response by the Tea Party. But what we are looking at is the control of the national discourse, the Rothschilds and the international bankers, and the Oppenheimers, the controllers of the mineral and resource corporations, controlling the national discourse. Obama's address, Ryan's and Bachman's responses are all controlled, given to us by the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class, the ruling families, the bankers, the CEOs of the resource and mineral corporations. They are the ones that gave the script, that wrote the scripts read by Obama, the script that was read by Ryan, the script that was read by Bachman. We see that the national discourse has moved from the left. There's no such thing as a left anymore. Has moved from the left, moved past center left, moved past center right, moved past the right, all the way into the laps, into the bosoms of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. I want you to go to TavisSmiley.com and then go down to Smiley and West. I'll have the direct link to Cornell West and Tavis Smiley. They have a program that comes on weekly. Although they have not posted the last posting for the week of the 24th to the 28th on their Smiley West section of the website, they have posted the posting for the 17th to the 21st, and within that posting is their response to this week's State of the Union, this year's State of the Union address by Barack Obama. Coming from Cornell West and Tavis Smiley and analyzing the problem as we have been doing for a long while, we heard Barack Obama talk about tax loopholes or tax credits easing up the tax burden on the corporate, the corporations, multinational corporations. And we heard him talk about cuts in national spending. The problem is this. Everything is going to the wealthy. Everything is going to the ruling class and the ruling families. Everything, all the land, all the wealth, all the resources, all the monies going to the international bankers, the Rothschilds, going to the mineral and resource corporations, the Oppenheimers. All over the earth, taking land, wealth, resources, creating impoverishment all over the earth. And inside of America, we see an acceleration of the theft of land, wealth, resources, homes, and everything going to the international bankers, the Rothschilds, the corporations, mineral and resource corporations, everything going to the top 1%. The top 1% ruling elites, the ruling class and the ruling families. And cuts. Cuts to the poor. Cuts to the afflicted. Cuts to the needy. Cuts to the oppressed. I want you also to go to Webster Tarpley, World Crisis Radio on GNC Live. And I will have this in my summary page. And Webster Tarpley analyzes, as well as Smiley and West, Webster Tarpley analyzes the State of the Union address, causing us to understand, again, that it's cuts to the poor, cuts to the afflicted, cuts to the needy, cuts to the oppressed, but everything going to the wealthy, the ruling class, the ruling family. Sisters and brothers, the national discourse has moved all the way into the hands and bosoms and laps of the ruling class and ruling families. This Obama read his script. Congressman Ryan read his script. Congresswoman Bachman read her script, all given to them by the same ruling class and ruling families that control Democrat and Republican Party and have financed this little Tea Party to further accelerate the movement all the way over into the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Just a little piece of Bachman's response. She says, "In the end, unless we fully repeal Obamacare, a nation that currently enjoys the world's finest health care might be forced to rely on government-run coverage. That could have a devastating impact on our national debt for even generations to come." Within this portion of Bachman's response, we can see that it was written and given to her by the wicked, rotten ruling class and ruling families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Look, Obama, President Barack Obama, did not go far enough in his health care reform. Originally, people were talking about health care as a human right. Congressman John Conyers has been a great champion for health care as a human right. President Obama wouldn't let him into the office, the room, to talk about his views on health care as a human right for all American citizens. President Obama and his administration locked out John Conyers and the idea of health care being a human right. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is January the 30th, Sunday, 2011. So, John Conyers and healthcare as a human right totally locked out of the discussion. Then we heard about the public option. And all the while we were hearing talk of the public option, President Barack Obama was behind the scenes to the health care industry, or excuse me, health insurance industry, telling the health insurance industry and the medical industry that the public option was off the table. But in public, they played to us like they were serious about the public option. So the little bill that was passed, yes, there are some benefits to it. As I understand it, supposedly you can't be knocked off of your health care plan if you have a pre-existing problem. So that's good. But it does not go anywhere near as far as it needs to in the providing health care for our sisters and brothers of the human family inside of America. But Michelle Bachmann, her script given to her, she wants to call this country, nation, America, as having the finest health care. She is an absolute, telling absolute falsehoods. America does not have the best health care system in the world because not everyone inside of America has access to health care. I'm not talking about emergency room care. Health care is everyday care that you have equal access to that the wealthy have. And we don't have that inside of America. But Cuba has access to health care for all of their citizens. Many nations in Europe have the same thing and better than that. And so the scare tactic given to Bachmann and given to Ryan is to say that Obamacare, which is no type of care, is a government-run coverage to cause you to think of communism and socialism. But what we are arguing is that health care is a human right. Every citizen on the planet has the right to be healthy. And we will not allow the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to cause us to be afraid using the words government run and causing us to think of communism or socialism. And communism only means community, that the whole community is deserving of everything within the community. And socialism only means social society, that the whole society should have equal access to all and everything. So we're not afraid of those words. Those are good words. And so she says this could have a devastating impact on our national debt for even generations to come. See how they blame the people. They blame healthcare. They blame Social Security. They blame everything that the society needs, the common people, the poor and the working class, all that we need to function. That is what is blamed in the explanation given for the rising national debt. But the reality is, it's the wealthy. It's the ruling class. It's the ruling families. It's the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the bankers, the CEOs and heads of the multinational and resource corporations. They are the problem. The tax burden should be on the wealthy. First of all, should be no poor. Everyone should live a comfortable life, having equal access to the resources. But as the system is functioning, the burden, the tax burden, is taken off of the wealthy ruling class and ruling families, the 1% that have over 90% of land, wealth, and resources, and the tax burden is put on the common people. I want you all to go online and purchase a DVD called The Money Masters. The Money Masters. How the banks create the world's money. And this is a 3.5. The United States note versus the Federal Reserve note, the Money Masters, how banks create the world's money. This DVD teaches us how the bankers of London, led by the Rothschilds, have waged a 200-year war against America to take control of the money, take control of America's banks, take control of the whole system, and through debt, through warfare and bloodshed and wicked machinations destroy the citizens of America. The problem is the banks. The problem is the wealthy. The problem are the ruling class and ruling families, not the common people. Moving on. We see in Egypt. We see in Tunisia. We see in Yemen. Oh, first, before I let me go on to go with that. Tunisia, Egypt, and Yemen, we see the uprising of the people. We see that the people have grown totally dissatisfied with their nation. But what is the root problem? The root problem is all of these nations are in under the control of the same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. This is an international wicked system, Roman, British, American, State of Israel, wicked empire. This empire, American empire, set up by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, is operating or in operation all over the earth. And Mubarak in Egypt is set up by America as a friend to America. The leader in Tunisia, I think his name was Ben Ali, supported and financed by France, another part of that wicked Roman, American, Roman, British, or European American empire. These leaders, set up by certain European nations, America included, in this wicked empire, rule on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, not on behalf of the people. But the news media are not talking like this. They're talking of dissatisfaction. They're saying that the people want more access to jobs and whatnot. And that is true. But the root problem, the root cause, is that the people do not have control over their land, their wealth, and their resources. Whether those resources are oil, diamonds, gold, uranium, whatever those resources, all of those resources are going to the Rothschilds, the bankers, the Oppenheimers, the mineral and resource corporations. You know that between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, they receive trillions of dollars. To do what? Why has Mubarak of Egypt received such monies? Our money. Taking our money to use that money, why? To control revolution. To make sure the people don't take back control of their land, their wealth, and their resources. And so as we look at this uprising going on, my advice is to think of this uprising as the second coming of Christ manifested in the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, the working class, and the poor class of the world. As you look at the people uprising in North Africa, and as we look at this, we must be cognizant of the fact that the CIA is watching, the Israeli Mossad is watching, and the CIA of America and the Mossad of Israel are looking at how they can infiltrate the uprising and spin it for the benefit of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the bankers, the resource and mineral corporations, the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked American empire. I want you to get a book. It's been in my summary page for probably a month now, called Killing Hope: United States Military and CIA Interventions Since World War II, written by William Bloom, a former high government official. And he talks about how the CIA watches different movements and revolutions And we know that history inside of America with the civil human rights and Black Power movement and Native American movement and Chicano movement and Brown Power movement and poor white anti-war movement. Excuse me. We see how the CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, all of them inside of America infiltrated our movements and spun those movements, sowed discontent and distrust among members of our organizations, among the leaders of our organizations, so that through their agent provocateurs, through their infiltrators, they could spin the movement away from attaining the real goal. William Bloom points out that this has been going on for years. During the Cold War, supposedly fighting communism and socialism, people just wanted to be free. They didn't care what philosophy, as long as the philosophy brought freedom, justice, and equality, brought back control of their land, their wealth, and their resources. And America infiltrated those revolutions in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East, in Central and South America, and spun those revolutions for their own benefit, for the benefit of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And so as we look at what's going on in North Africa, Tunisia, Yemen, Egypt, let us guard against the infiltration of the CIA, the infiltration of the Mossad. And what would the solution be? Dr. King said we must join the worldwide revolution, the worldwide people's revolution. Dr. King would say that we must join so that we can all help each other to guard against the infiltrators, the CIA, the Mossad. Join the worldwide people's revolution. Join the second coming of Jesus Christ manifested in the uprising of the people. Be the facilitator of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. That is our mission. That is what we should do. Another issue that I want to hit concerns what is being referred to as the Palestine Papers. The Palestine Papers, given to a news network called Al Jazeera, sure that many of you know about Al Jazeera, but the Palestine Papers, culled by WikiLeaks, if I have that correct, WikiLeaks revealing the truth concerning Israel, America, Palestine, these papers called the Palestine Papers, given over to Al Jazeera, and KPFA and Al Jazeera have been covering that all week, as well as Democracy Now, and these headlines I'm getting from Democracy Now. But it reveals how the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian Liberation Organization have been infiltrated ideologically by the CIA, by the Mossad of Israel, and how they have capitulated time and again to the wishes of Israel in private, but in public caused us to think that they were negotiating for peace and justice for the Palestinian people. The news network Al Jazeera continues to release more revelations contained in the Palestine Papers. More than 1,700 files from Israeli-Palestinian negotiations between 1999 and 2010. The latest disclosures show Palestinian officials discussed cooperating with Israel in killing Palestinian militants in the occupied territories. In one exchange, Palestinian and Israeli officials talked about targeting militant leader Hassan Madoun 4 months before he was killed in an Israeli missile attack. This is wicked and this is atrocious. But we who have studied the Bible know that all of those, America, Israel, and the leaders of the Palestinians, not the people, but America, Israel, and the leadership of Palestine, all of them have sold out the people. And anything negotiated is broken. Anything negotiated is a lie, is falsehood. Because in Revelation, when speaking of that land that we call Israel, Palestine, it says over and again that all of those agreements are based on the Antichrist, based on the beast, based on the false prophet, and don't believe it. So what's the solution again? Black people, people of conscience, join the Palestinian sisters and brothers, usher in the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth, also called the kingdom of Islam, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of justice. This is what we must do. Join the people's revolution. Join the Palestinian people so that we can guard against the infiltrators, those that will sell out the aspirations of the people. Understand that this state of Israel was only created to further colonialism, warfare, and bloodshed. Let me see if I can get to a few other issues in the next few minutes. Turkish panel rejects Israeli claims on flotilla raid. And so, that flotilla raid that occurred in 2010, where Israel jumped the flotilla and shot people on their way down onto the ships that were carrying food and clothing and other things that the Palestinian people needed, the government of Turkey has rejected what Israel has said, and Israel has justified it. Other issues, let's see. Getting back to Palestine, Israel, the leaked files showed that the Palestinian Authority offered Israel East Jerusalem annexation, offering a portion of land belonging to the people to the wicked state of Israel, the Palestinian Authority. We've covered that. That's just wicked and deplorable. Now, Peru recognizes Palestinian state. Let me say that again. Peru recognizes Palestinian state in occupied territories. This is progress, because never before have nations officially recognized the Palestinian people. So we are thankful for that. Hezbollah-backed candidate wins support in Lebanon. Lebanon's political crisis is intensifying over a pending vote on a new government. On Monday, a prime ministerial candidate backed by Hezbollah won enough parliamentary votes to form a new cabinet. And we know P.J. Crawley, who is a high official in America, the United States of America, says, "We will reserve judgment until a government is formed. Our view of Hezbollah is well known. We see it as a terrorist organization." And I say, Deacon Christopher James Frazier says that the American Empire is the main terrorist on the planet, and Hezbollah, although being set up by the empire, European empire, American empire, has now come to be workers on behalf of the people. So those who set up Hezbollah have turned against Hezbollah, because now Hezbollah is working on behalf of the people. So the real terrorist is this American empire, European empire, State of Israel empire. That's the real terrorist. This is what I want to get to, and then I'm going to pause. Inquiry: financial crisis avoidable, causes still intact. The official government panel investigating the causes of the nation's financial crisis, meaning the United States of North America, has released its final report. Unveiling the findings, Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission Chair Phil Angelides, I believe his name is pronounced, said the crisis was avoidable. This crisis between 2008 and 2010 was avoidable and resulted mostly from widespread regulatory failure and corporate misdeeds. What is he saying? The Rothschilds, he's not going to say it this way, but we will. The Rothschilds, the international bankers, having taken control of America's economy, purposefully crashed the system to destroy independent bankers, to galvanize more power, bring the bankers online with the international bankers, the Rothschilds, to take more land, to foreclose on homes, to take wealth, to boot people out into the street, to consolidate power, to take the land, the wealth, the resources of the American citizenry. The corporate misdeeds, these multinational corporations, banking corporations, banking CEOs, working to destroy the citizenry of America. He says, Phil Angelides says, this was avoidable. What is he saying? This was purposeful. If it was avoidable but was not avoided, then those in power purposefully did not avoid the crisis. So the crisis is created by the ruling class, the ruling families, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, on purpose to destroy the people. Let me read his statement right quick. This financial crisis, Phil Angelides talking, could have been avoided. Let us be clear. This calamity was a result of human action, inaction, and misjudgment, not of Mother Nature or computer models gone haywire. The captains of finance and the public stewards of our financial system ignored warnings and, more importantly, failed to question, to understand, and to manage the evolving risks in a financial system that's so essential to the well-being of our country. Theirs was a big miss, not a stumble. Now, the Federal Reserve was, this is John Townsend, I believe he's another individual on this panel, this commission. The Federal Reserve was clearly the steward, of lending standards in this country. They chose not to act. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York certainly could have reined in what was being done in some of the large money center banks in New York. I mean, on and on and on, regulator after regulator, they either chose not to act or turned a blind eye to what was actually going on. So it's less about a particular individual than a systematic sense of deregulation and inaction by those who were in power to take action. This is interesting. Looking ahead, commission member Byron Giorgio warned that the basic structures of the financial system that led to the collapse remain firmly in place. The Rothschilds, the international bankers, they're the problem. They're the problem, and it has not changed. And if we don't rise up, the same crash will happen again. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.